Good afternoon, everyone, and God bless you. It's good to be with you again on Monday afternoon. I pray that you've had a wonderful day. Looks like we might get a few thunder showers, but thank God for that. It's been a beautiful day, and the temperature's been nice out as well. We're back, going to be back on Mondays and Fridays at 6 o'clock for a little while. We took about a week, a little over a week off. We did a little bit of traveling, but also kindly been focused on getting the in-house worship going again. And so it's good to be back with you. We do kindly want to remind you real quick that we are having services in the sanctuary right now. Specifically, we're focusing on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock and then Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. But also, the doors are open on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock as well. If you'd like to come, we do have the pews marked off. And I promise you, if you come, not only will you not be turned away, but you will be very much appreciated to be here and to have here. We are thankful that God is in control today. If you have any prayer requests or praise reports, if you'll post them online, we will do our best to call them out and let the Lord let the world know what your need is specifically, but also how good the Lord's been to you. We were thankful yesterday for the praise reports that we had yesterday morning. Thankful for the sweet, sweet spirit that we had here all day yesterday. Thankful for those that made the effort to come out. But also, we're still going to be providing at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. We're still going to be providing the speakers outside for those that may not be to the point yet where they feel like they're able to come into the sanctuary safely. Then you come and be with us. We had a pretty good bid out there yesterday. So come and be a part of that as well. And maybe it's not to do with the COVID. Maybe you're having some physical issues that you can't get out and about as much. So come and be a part of it. And if nothing else, at least for the next two Sundays, we know that the gospel's going to ring out continuous down Pattonsville Valley that way. So some can sit on their front porch and hear what's going on there. Again, just in our praise reports today, and kind of trying to remind you this of every day, and that is that God is in control. I know that there's not only the coronavirus, but as we see our country going through different issues, chaos, anarchy, different things like that, you know, I'm thankful that we live in a country where we have been given the right to protest peacefully and to gather peacefully, and there are needs for that. There are times where we're to do that. The Bible tells us there's a time for everything. But we're seeing some things go on right now that is anti-God, anti-America. And we're just thankful that we serve a God today that's in control and can, in a moment, change it all. And we've got to believe that as Christians. We've got to have that faith that not only is God is in control, but at any moment he could change it. And praise God, he hears the prayers of his people. And we can pray today, and he will hear our prayers. Also, we're closer to the end of this thing than we were yesterday. Glory to God. We know that we looked at the numbers. I've been looking at the numbers today. Again, today, I think in Virginia, we had around 390 new reported cases, whereas yesterday was about 40, so that number's down a little bit. We have seen a spike nationally, but it looks like we're kindly on the other side of that now. We've went from the 20,000 down back into the 19s of new reported cases daily, so we give God the glory for that. We praise the Lord that some of our church members have been off traveling and God has brought them back safe. We're thankful that Brother Jay Keck is doing well, and we give all the glory and honor to God. In the way of the coronavirus numbers today, at These numbers were posted at 5:35 this afternoon. Nationally, there has been 2,180,877 that have been confirmed to have the COVID-19. There have been 118,243 that have passed away from it. And then today, recovery-wise, the posted number is 879,027. And so we know that there's more than that. We're very close at 1 million in America recovering from those that are sick. And then in Virginia today, we have 54,886 that have the coronavirus or that have been diagnosed with the COVID-19. Deaths is 1,552. That means since yesterday about this time that there has been six in our state that has passed away. And so we're mindful of those families that have lost their loved ones. In the way of announcements, number one, our prayer needs today, we want to remember the lost, those that do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And you know, even if you have the coronavirus, and even if it does take your life, there is an eternity. And either we're going to spend it in heaven with Christ Jesus as a reward for living for Him, or either we're going to spend an eternity in hell. Not only is it a place of death and darkness and eternal sufferings, but it's also a place of eternal and complete separation from the blessings of God. And even today in America, with everything that we go on, we still have blessings of God upon us. I want to pray for those that are backslidden, marriages that are beginning, as we think of Brother Nathaniel and Sister Ariel. And we pray for those marriages also that are experiencing trouble. Sometimes marriages are hard either way, but then we know also there's those marriages that are on the brink of divorce and ending. And so we just pray God's will be done there. We want to pray for those that are depressed. I believe some of what we're seeing in America right now is that you've had a lot of people cramped up in their homes for a long time, and they're irritable, they're upset, they're depressed, and they're showing out in the way that they only know how. And so I want to pray for them. Physical needs and just needs overall, you know, the Bible teaches us that pure religion is to care for those that cannot care for themselves, as we think of widows and orphans. But we want to pray for Nicholas Patrick and his parents, Misty and Ronnie. I want to pray for, continue to pray and thank God for the healing of Miss Kelly Rose and Gina Franks, Mary Snodgrass, Sheila Stanley, Brother Wayne Bledsoe. Continue to lift him up. Miss Faye Hill, Miss Ruth Roten, Becky and Paul Hayes, Levi Lynn, Donnie Fields. We've got a good report on Brother Donnie Fields. He's doing well. He's healed up, but we do want to continue to pray for him, as we thank Sister Jean for keeping us up there. Also, Sister Rhonda, Sister Priscilla, Brother Danny Smith, Peggy DeBoard, Sister Moselle, Sister Ruth Bowen, Sister Pervat, Sister Helen Bowen, Sister Ruth Osborne, Sister Stanley, Sister Carter, Sister Peggy Stanley, Sister Alma Bowen, Sister Lottie Johnson, Brother Jay and Sister Ruby, Brother Hoyt and Sister Phyllis, Brother Kent Smith and Miss Liza Fletcher, Miss Henrietta Roach, Mr. Bobby Jesse and Miss June is their separator right now. I want to pray for them. Continue to lift up Sister Margaret Wheeler and Brother Chet, Miss Wilma Jean, Miss Wilma Williams, Miss Linda Jackson, John and Carmine Shoup, Ryan Luke, Danny, and then we also want to pray for Brother Danny Harvey and Sister Stephanie right now. Also, as we pray for our nation, we've got upcoming elections not very far from now. Pray that that God's hand be seen in the midst of our elections and God's will be done there. Also, as we see the school system winding to an end and then already planning for the next year, there's a lot of wisdom and understanding that needs to be done there. Also, pray for Vacation Bible School. We know, and we've had to push it back a little bit. We're going to do our best to get something done, but pray that we have wisdom on how to do it and the right way to do it, and other churches as well that are in the same boat trying to figure things out. And so we want to pray for that. Is there any other prayer needs come in, Brother Ken, or praise reports? Do we have anybody watching tonight? I know we've been off for a little while, so they might. 10 people. Well, thank you, 10, and share it with somebody, all right? And we do understand that we've been out of step for a week or so. But at this time, we're going to just take a few moments of silence. If you have prayer needs that you're watching us out there tonight, we ask you to just call them out before the Lord. And remember, raise up your hands and give God the praise, because even in the midst of it, He is still God and He is still worthy of. You know, if He had never even sent His Son to die for us on the cross, He'd still be worthy of worship and praise, because He's God and we're not. He is above us. So at this time, we just want to take a time of silence, and then I'll lead us in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, I do thank You for this day. Lord, thank You for the privilege of being back with our people on these times of prayer and devotion. God, as we know, Heavenly Father, Lord, we've been commanded and directed and honored by You to be a people of prayer and to be a light that shines on a hill, to be a salt that keeps the nation and the people around us. And so, Lord, I confess to You my sins today, and I ask You to forgive me where I failed You and where I've blatantly rejected You and not listened to You. And Lord, I'm thankful that You've said that You will forgive us and that Your forgiveness is new and fresh the moment we ask. And God, that's the only thing today that's standing in between me or anyone else and a close relationship is You, is that, Lord, we be willing to confess our sins and to turn from our sins and live our life for You. Lord, You've heard these needs that we've called out. We think of our country. We think of those that are grieving over the loss of loved ones, whether it be through violence, whether it be through sickness, whether it be through the COVID-19. Lord, no matter what it is, the loss of someone is still a burden, and it's something that you never get over in your life. You just learn how to function without that individual. And so, Lord, we pray for that today. And God, we pray for those today that don't know You. God, those that are so close to leaving this world without having You as their Savior, Jesus. And I pray for them. I pray for those that are falling away and those that are depressed and those that are hurting. God, I ask You right now to be with them and the physical needs as we think of Nicholas Patrick. And Lord, what a young man to be going through and to fighting the battle that him and Miss Misty and Ronnie are fighting. But God, we pray for them. Same for Gina Franks. And we thank You for Miss Rose and how she's healing there, and the good report we've had for Mr. Donnie Fields. And God, we think of our brother right now, Brother Danny Harvey. And Lord, we just lift him up to You, knowing that You're greater than any issue or anything that he could face. Thank You, Lord, that You're able to restore and rebuild. We pray for Sister Stephanie tonight and lift her up to You. God, we pray for our officials today. We pray for our governors and our president and our leaders from the state level and the city level on up, Heavenly Father, Lord. We pray for our policemen. We pray for our nurses and doctors and EMTs and first responders. We lift them up to You today. And God, we're thankful that You hear our prayers today. And Lord, even though we may not have seen it, and many of us don't even acknowledge it, Lord, You've been good to us today. Your hand of blessing has been upon our life. You've been active in fulfilling promises that You've made to us. Lord, You've had a purpose and a plan in allowing us to live this another day. And so, God, we just worship You, say thank You. Lord, we know that You're greater than any power. You're more beautiful than the most beautiful. You're stronger than the strongest and wiser than the most wise. And so today, Lord, we just acknowledge that and take a moment with our brothers and sisters to say, Thank you, God, for being who you are and allowing us to have a relationship with you. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us enough that you died on the cross and fulfilled what we could not fulfill. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for living within us and giving us a new life and giving us the ability to serve God and to honor him. And we just thank you as the one true living God today. And it's in the name of Jesus that not only we ask these things, but we offer up these praises as well. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Again, I want to tell all of our men and all of our deacons, thank you for the time and the effort that they've put in. And you'll be hearing from some of them, maybe not all of them, but you will be hearing from some of them as we continue on with our times of devotion. Now, we probably will, as we begin to expand our services, having more services, we probably will be backing off on our devotions a little bit. But God willing, we'll at least be doing one a week. And it'll probably get to the point that I don't even make Brother Ken come up here no more, that I can probably do it all on my phone. But today, I've just really been enjoying reading behind Charles Spurgeon. If you heard yesterday morning, I quoted some of John Calvin. Just kindly been looking at some of the historical figures in our Christian faith and reading behind them. And basically what I've tried to do is offer you perspectives as I've done my devotional times and prayer times. I've tried to offer you some perspectives from some other men, specifically Charles Spurgeon, in a book that is basically from 1896. It's called Morning and Evenings, and it's short devotions, and I try to read them every day. And today's is called The Open Door, and it is my today reading, this morning's devotional that I had. Now, he only provided one verse, but as I read and I prayed about it this afternoon, I'm going to give two verses as we discuss the open door, and then I'm going to read from his devotional. Now, remember that this is from 1896, and the verbiage and language is a little bit different, so I've went in and did my best to keep the theme and the heart of the devotion, except that I've changed some of the shouts and the thous and some these, and I've just put it in you and some different things like that. But basically, this would be exactly as you would read it. But he reads to us out of Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, and he quotes this verse as we talk about the open door. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write the words of the Holy One, the true one, who is the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one will open. And then God gave me this verse out of John chapter 10, or this passage out of John chapter 10, verses 7 through 9, where Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door to the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Now, let's hear what Mr. Spurgeon has to say. Jesus is the keeper of the gates of paradise. He is, for every believing soul, the door which no man or devil is able to close or come against. What joy it will be to find that faith in him is the golden key to the everlasting doors. Dear fellow, precious lady, do you carry this key in your bosom? Are you trusting to some other deceitful picklock which will fail you in the end? Listen to this parable of the preacher and remember it. The great king has made a banquet, and he has proclaimed to all the world that none will enter but those who bring with them the fairest of flowers that bloom. The spirits of men arrive to the gates by thousands, and they each bring flowers which they view as the most valued in the garden. But the crowds are driven from the royal presence and do not enter into the banquet hall. Some bear in their hands the deadly nightshade of superstition or the flashy poppies of Rome or the hemlock of self-righteousness and works. But none of these are dear to the king. None of these are of worth, and those that bring them are shut out of the pearly gates. But my soul, have you laid hold to the rose of Sharon? Do you wear the one and only lily of the valley in your heart constantly? If so, when you arrive at the gates of heaven, then will you truly know his value. For you need only to show this most rare and exquisite of flowers, and the gates of pearl will be open. And not for a moment will you be denied admission, because to that rose the gates are open forever. You will find your way with the rose of Sharon in your hand all the way up to the throne of God himself. For even in all of heaven, there is nothing that excels the radiant beauty of this lily. For even in all the flowers that bloom in paradise, there is none that can rival the beauty and fragrance of this rose. My friend, receive Calvary's red, blood-red rose into your heart and into your hand by faith this very moment. And with great love and affection, wear it. By deep and lasting relationship, maintain it. And in daily watchfulness, make him your all in all. And in doing so, you will be blessed beyond all bliss, happy beyond each and every dream. Christ Jesus, be mine forever, my God, my heaven, and my all. What a wonderful thought it is that when we get to heaven, we'll not be able to claim our works. We'll not be able to claim our family's heritage. We'll not be able to claim our bank account. But simply that I come by the name and the blood of Jesus Christ. And all of heaven then will be open to us. Not just the doors to get in, but everything. But even more than that today, think about this. That because Christ Jesus is our Savior, there is nothing that is closed to us today. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above everything that we could ever imagine, anything that we could ever request. As we look around our nation and we look around our world, we can pray, God, bring America back. God, stop this hatred, stop this violence, stop this division. And in the name of Jesus, we ask it, and he is able to do that. I mean, he rose from the dead. He gave sight to the blind. He caused the lame from birth to rise up and to walk again. When the mother was walking with the funeral procession of her son and Jesus came, that funeral became a celebration because God, in Christ Jesus, opened a door that death had shut. And today, no matter what we're facing, whether it be cancer, COVID-19, family problems, marital problems, long-lost relationships, wanting to see our children saved and right. Praise God, today, not only is Jesus the key to heaven, but he is the key to anything that you may need today. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. Nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody's done so much for you as Jesus. And if you'll open your heart and your life to him today, he'll do even greater things. Also, I'm looking to see you Wednesday night. Not just for you to see me, but for me to see you at 7 o'clock. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.